You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and it is time for a pup quiz! Ha 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 ha, pup quiz! I know, I've been really going easy on you guys. Part of the reason is because I've been lazy. You know, if a teacher doesn't give you a pup quiz, right, it's because they're probably lazy, then all of a sudden, I don't know, they get some caffeine in them, who knows, a Red Bull or something, all of a sudden the kids come to school and they hear they have a pup quiz. Well, me, I'm a little bit energized, got a new hairdo. Going to be hopefully doing some filming for the new show we're working on. So I got a new hairdo, and I think that put a bounce in my step. But I'm not in a good mood by any means. So pop quiz. Here we go. Pencils out. Let's go. Pop quiz number one. Number one. We're not waiting for you. Number one. True or false? Exercise can be used as a first-line treatment for many medical conditions, including congestive heart failure. Exercise as first-line treatment. True or false? Okay. Easy. Just circle T or F. All right. Number two. Name two reasons why tattoos could be bad for your health. Two reasons why tattoos could be bad for your health. Even though we all dig the ink. Gotta talk medical here. Number three. True or false? If you are about to give birth to twins, the delivery of choice is C-section. True or false? If you're about to give birth to twins, this would be a female. The delivery of choice is C-section. Next question. True or false? Poop can be a form of medicine these days and actually be given in pill form. Poop. I love saying the word poop. Poop can be a form of medicine and be given in pill form. True or false? Next. True or false? Oh, actually, not true or false. This is a fill in the blank. Ooh, that's a typo. Someone's getting fired. This is a fill-in-the-blank. Which animal or pet, okay, can help researchers find a vaccine for HIV? Name the animal, the annoying, pain-in-the-butt animal that wakes us up every night in the middle of the night and goes pee-pee house when they're not supposed to. Which animal can actually help researchers find a vaccine for HIV? Next question. Name three differences between Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. Name three differences between Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. Okay, and then last question. In no less than five sentences, describe how easy your experience was in obtaining health insurance on the Obamacare exchanges. In no less than five sentences, describe how easy your experience was in obtaining health insurance on the Obamacare exchanges. All right, pencils down. Pencils down. That's it. Okay, let's go through the answers. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. When you walked in the middle of a pop quiz, you're in deep trouble if you don't even pass this sucker. First answer, true or false? Exercise can be used as a first-line treatment for many medical conditions, including congestive heart failure. The answer to that is false. This week, we talked about how exercise can be as good as medication for many illnesses. However, for congestive heart failure, we still recommend water pills or diuretics. So, exercise is an adjunct. We still aren't at the point where we say first line, okay? We still, you know, but exercise is an adjunct. Next, name two reasons why tattoos could be bad for your health. All right. One reason is if the needles weren't clean, exposure to HIV and hepatitis. The second was there was a study that came out a week or two ago describing how some of the cobalt, mercury, and the inks could link to cancer. Okay? There we go. All right. But, again, I'm a big fan of the ink. I think it's cool. Number three, true or false, if you're about to give twins, the delivery of choice is C-section. Not entirely true. You could actually do a vaginal delivery of twins. How I look at it is if you're already going to have a rip-roaring episiotomy giving birth to one of the babies, the hole is already open and you know, loosened up and torn, so you might as well get the other baby out at the same time. And I think it's cheaper. Next question, true or false? Poop can be a form of medicine and given in pill form. If you guys listened to my show yesterday like you were supposed to, you would have found out that the answer to that is true. We have come up with quote-unquote poop, although the poop part is taken out, just the bacteria. Poop is in pill form, multiple layers. People can take about 30 pills of this sucker to treat Clostridium difficile. So pretty interesting stuff. If you missed that part of the show, you need to get a clue. Next, which annoying pain-in-the-butt animal can help researchers find a vaccine for HIV? As you can guess, kitty cats. We'll talk about how cats may be used, to make an HIV. I don't know. My stupid cat woke me up at 4:30 last night. I am so mad. So mad. Next, name three differences between Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. Many of you saw the story of Jimmy Kimmel, where he went around and asked people, what do they prefer, Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act? Obamacare is another term for the Affordable Health Care Act. So that was a trick question. There is no difference. But apparently a lot of people feel there is a difference. They think Obamacare is a worse version of the Affordable Health Care Act. So we need to school some people. And then in no less than five sentences, describe how easy your experiences was in obtaining health insurance on the Obamacare exchanges. I gave you plenty of time, and the reason why I gave you plenty of time and I said pencils down is it wasn't easy. That was another trick question. There's no way anybody could come up with five sentences on that sucker. So how did you guys do? What? 20%? 20%? Come on, people. If you listen to my show, you guys realize you probably have your MD by now. Easy. Okay? Less school than I had to. I teach you guys so much stuff. All right. So when we get back, we're going to be reviewing some of the answers to this test. I also want to talk about the, remember yesterday at the Capitol, we had thought there was a shooting. And then we found out that it was a woman with possible postpartum depression that had tried to ram a security hold. All right. And then was shot dead. Postpartum depression. Really? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a very interesting email I got, guys. It says here, Garrett writes, Doctor, my only son has just revealed to Mom and I that he is gay. I'm the last one in my family to carry out her name, and therefore he would be as well. I am open to his homosexuality, but selfishly I want him to have children, sons especially, to carry out our multi-generational name. You spoke of gay men having children. How do I approach this subject with my son? Wow, see? You know, I really need to get paid more, you know, to handle these kinds of things. I got to tell you. Okay. Yeah, I've talked about gay men having children because I've people in my family, of friends, etc., who I think would make phenomenal fathers as gay men, and I have no doubts that anybody who wants to take care of a child and has that love can do as good a job as any of us that have children, and many of us that have children that don't want children. So as far as I'm concerned, whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, you could be an amazing parent. In terms of your son being gay and you wanting them to have children to carry out the name, there's a variety of ways they could do that. You don't have to force him to marry somebody he doesn't want to marry. I mean, there's adoption, There's, you know, fertilization. He could donate sperm. He, you know, they could find a like a surrogate mom or egg. I mean, there's ways to do it. Of course, it's not about what you want. It's what he wants. And I know the older we are, the more important the name is. You know, I get that. I'm very fortunate because I have two brothers. So my brothers could carry on my father's name. Now, mind you, my name is a very new name. My original name, Zodiru, my maiden name, Zodiru, only goes back a couple generations. And the reason why is when my family in Russia was being killed and persecuted. Nobody's ever liked me, by the way, or my family, right? But before World War II, World War I with the pogroms, my family had to escape Russia, and they escaped to Romania, and they changed their name there. So it wasn't an Ellis Island changing. It was a changing that happened from Russia to Romania. One of my great-great-grandfathers, I guess, had a lot of foresight, worked with the police, was able to help solve crimes, so they gave him a nickname, Zodiru, which was, I guess, meaning like with Zodiac type of thing. So, but I would still love to carry on that name. You know, I'm the girl, I'm more traditional, so I took on my husband's name, Wax. Very proud of taking on the name Wax, and I didn't have to carry on the Zodiru name because I have two brothers, thank God. And my brother had three sons. My other brother just got married, so I'm fortunate. So, I don't want to sit here and go, you know, tough, your son gets to do whatever he wants. I do understand the preciousness of the family name and why we want to carry on the bloodline for that. So I get that. Even though I'm a girl doesn't mean I don't. I get that. Okay. But it's not up to you. It's up to your son. Okay. You can't force your son to marry somebody, have a kid who they don't want to have a kid with. Maybe your son doesn't even want to have kids just to carry on the name. Okay. But let's say your son is interested in that. Yeah, there are things he could do. Yeah, you know, it's funny. One of you had asked me a while back, I'm not sure if I've read that on air, you know, if everything has a reason, okay, an evolution or natural selection, what would be nature's reasoning for gay men? If gay men don't reproduce with women, or gay women don't reproduce with men, what would be the evolutionary advantage to that? Well, I think I figured it out. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think I figured it out. Okay. Remember we were talking about these bees yesterday? That these killer bees that are killing people in China, injuring thousands, and they're horny. This is their mating time right now, so they're going after Chinese people because they're in China at the time. Okay. I'm sure they're in America. They go after Americans. There's aggressiveness during the mating period. You see where I'm going with this, right? So a female animal species sometimes gets attacked during mating season. Not so much lovey-dovey. No candles, no Kenny G in the background or Backstreet Boys, no chocolate-covered strawberries or Viggo Mortensen movies in the background. The female animal, cat, dog, etc., many times during reproduction is an aggressive attack. In nature, the female may then tend to shy away from the aggressive male. I think I figured out why evolutionary-wise we have homosexual men. The best men out there to cuddle up to talk to not feel any threatened is who? Homosexual men, gay men, right? Ladies, we've all had, our best friends have been gay. We could tell our gay best friend more than we could tell our husbands. So the evolutionary advantage, I believe, to there being gay men is it allows women to let down the wall and to trust men. Because if the female species in animals or humans gets very scared of men and doesn't let them come to them, they won't mate. Yet you purposely have gay men out there, always. Nature has had gay men out there for years. There's, if something wasn't meant to be, it wouldn't be there now. Well, gay men are meant to be. And women have relationships with gay men, and gay men actually help women with their relationships with the more aggressive heterosexual male. Women then mate with a heterosexual male. Gay men get all the hugs. Unfortunately, many gay men still don't get to find love themselves, although now things are changing where they could, you know, if they find love, they could then be open about it, etc. But that's what I think it is. You know, because why else, evolutionary-wise, if a gay male doesn't desire to mate with a female, then how do the genes keep perpetuating? Now, people say, well, being gay could be environmental. I don't know. I don't believe that. I think, you know, when you're born, you know what you want and who you want. Okay? Think about it. However we are, whether we're heterosexual, homosexual, we wake up, we know what we want. Yeah, some of us kind of have to find ourselves or et cetera, right? So to me, that's what it is. So gay men help us ladies bring our guard down. We open up to the male species. Some of us know they're gay. Some of us don't. We feel comfortable with men. We open up. Many of us have fallen in love with gay men, right? Ricky Martin. Shebangs, right? Okay. I mean, I never fell in love with Ricky Martin, but, you know. Okay. And then we... once we realize that we can't have that said best friend because that best friend really isn't interested in what we have to offer, then, again, we are now ready and trained to take on the mate. And that's how I see it. Agree? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sometimes I don't realize how good I am. I don't get it. Okay, let's talk about yesterday's Capitol Hill shooting. The woman killed apparently had quote-unquote postpartum depression. Miriam Carey. Okay, I know people were thinking Mariah Carey was in the news. Not Mariah Carey, Miriam Carey. 34 years old, had a one-year-old baby in the car with her when she tried to drive through a barrier near the White House. Then she sped away towards Capitol Hill, led police on a high-speed chase that ended when her car got struck on a median and police shot her. Apparently, her mother said that she suffered from depression. Now, a neighbor who lived near her apartment said she had been acting erratically lately. She had postpartum depression after the baby. She had even been hospitalized. Now, apparently, federal and local law enforcement officers searched Carey's condominium hours after the incident, found no weapons or evidence that she was angry with the government. All right, but there's been more and more reports that she had mental health issues. Okay, and there was a psychiatric medication in the home. And that the father of the child had actually contacted police a year ago, thinking that the mom had become delusional and might endanger the baby. When we come back, have you guys ever seen your spouse, a loved one, go through postpartum depression? Did you really think they had that potential to just completely go berserk? And what do we do? I mean, maybe she really didn't need to be shot. And what was she doing wanting to go through a barrier? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self, find the path that will cleanse your body and mind, and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Tuning in, 1-877. Yeah, you guys are turning in. Did I put you to sleep already? Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really don't understand what's going on with my page. It's bad enough I have Windows 8, and that completely screws me up because I don't have the little buttons like I want to. And then now Google, I guess you got to go to the grid every time you want news. Don't change things. We don't like change. Stop it already. All right, postpartum depression. L.A. Times today has an article saying when to shoot. Capital shooting raises questions about force. They say when someone tries to ram through barriers at two of the nation's most highly protected facilities, do officers shoot? Okay? What if the driver is unarmed and has a child? So now there's going to be a lot of discussion whether the woman yesterday, Miriam Carey, who tried to run through the barrier at the White House, should have been shot. Now, the subject, obviously, in this next segment is postpartum depression, but not just postpartum depression. All right, the same theme that we keep seeing, where people that appear healthy, that are everyday people, driving next to you at the grocery store, all right, at the nearest stoplight, are they going to flip a lid? And why would she, with her baby in her car, do this? And then do Capitol Police have a right to shoot someone who's acting erratically. Now, our judicial system allows protections for people who have mental illness. That's why you could plead insanity. Many people will not get the death sentence if they're insane. Okay? Well, you weren't acting of your own volition. Something else took you all, you know, took over, and it wasn't you. So, if you had a split personality or a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know, why should you die for that? Okay? But then on the flip side, okay, we're under constant threat. So if somebody doesn't have control over themselves, we need to figure out a way to control them. Unfortunately, this woman died. Okay? Cops had no idea what was going on. I was in my third hour of the show. Fox News was on in the background. So I was just watching the headlines, and all you could see is several people injured, shots fired, officer down. This was the information we were getting on Fox News yesterday, and I'm sure CNN as well. Government on lockdown, AIDS locked up, and then Fox and CNN said the lockdown was over. And then we find out it was a woman, and who had, and there was a car chase, and then it ended with a shooting. Now, postpartum depression is a very serious issue, where the birth of the baby, okay, whether it's the abrupt change of hormones, whether it's the lack of sleep. Many people with postpartum depression will get mood swings, crying spells, etc. But there's also something called postpartum psychosis. Now, psychosis, very, very scary. It's where they will want to hurt their baby, or they will be afraid of their baby and defend themselves against their baby, or they will do something completely crazy. So just because your wife might have had a little bit of depression after giving birth, maybe a little anxiety, maybe she cried a lot, maybe she had some trouble sleeping, maybe she had some concentration issues, doesn't necessarily mean she is going to completely lose it and then be a threat to national security. But I think we don't spend enough time with mom after she gives birth. We like to leave moms alone. Right? After they give birth, one, they're bleeding. Two, they're waiting for their episiotomy to heal. Three, they're embarrassed because they just had to give birth with everybody looking up their lilies. Right? So we usually let mom be alone with baby. I say don't. Okay? Now, I understand mom does not want a whole bunch of people coming and breathing on the newborn. I get that. But your job is to be extremely supportive and just kind of check out the situation and see. Alright, many of these moms won't admit it. Okay, and it's very difficult for a single mom that has less support. So husbands, if you are lucky to be in the house and she doesn't kick you out of the house after you have the baby, your job is to, I guess, just kind of get a feel for it. Now, how do you do that? Well, talk to the doctor before the baby is even born. Okay, you could talk to the doctor privately, or you could talk to the doctor with the wife. It all depends. You have no idea how the wife's going to take it. Okay, but many men do not go to the OB doctor's visits. My husband didn't, and it's not because of lack of support. He's a very supportive husband, but he had no desire to come with me every time I got my cervix checked. He did come for the ultrasound because he wanted to see the baby, but other than that, he didn't. So he hadn't seen my doctor for months until the baby was born. Maybe, guys, you need to do that, okay? Maybe... OB-GYNs out there, you guys should have daddy classes and say, look, guys, this is what you're going to be up against. First, no sex for the, you know, first few months, okay? Just be prepared for that one, okay? Because your wife's going to still think she's passing placenta. Don't ask. Number two, these are the things you need to watch out for. She may not be forthcoming with this information. And make sure you have that social support in place. Now, how long could postpartum depression or psychosis last? A while. I mean, if this woman here, Miss Carrie, had a baby already a year old, absolutely. All right? They may never get over it. And whether it's the hormones, whether it's the lack of sleep, whether it's something else, maybe the medications they were given, who knows? Okay, I don't think we know exactly why. We're guessing. But for somebody to be bonding with their baby And then all of a sudden, after giving birth, wanting to kill the baby, something is deadly wrong. Now, in this particular case with the capital issue yesterday, doesn't sound like she ever wanted to hurt the baby. Father was afraid about a year ago, called the authorities, okay, was worried that she could be delusional, et cetera. But what, how scary. If I was a dad, leaving, you know, for work and worried what's happening at home, I mean, that would scare the hell out of me. Man, but, you know, I mean, fathers too could hurt the baby. I mean, you know, postpartum depression could actually be, even though we may not call it postpartum depression, but there could be issues with dads. Look at the story yesterday I told you about where the gentleman is now in his 20s, where his father back in 1992 injected him with an HIV-tainted needle. And there's some real crazy people out there. But your job is to be prepared for there to be depression and possible postpartum psychosis. Okay, we don't know which mom is going to be at higher risk than other moms. Assume anybody could be at risk. In this particular case, she just, for some reason, decided to jump a barrier. We don't know. She lost control of her mind. And unfortunately, she died. Okay, now, I don't know how much grief the Capitol Police are going to have. But mind you, if they think somebody is a threat, okay, their job is to eliminate the threat. We understand she's a mom. We understand there was a baby in the car. Scary stuff. But we'll see what happens, and we'll keep you posted with developments on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so let's move on. Many of us are excited about an HIV vaccine coming hopefully our way. But we had no idea that our cat would be involved. Cats are one of the most selfish animals. My cats, it's all about what I could do for them. The dogs are amazing. The dogs, all they want to do is please you. But the cats, it's all about them. And I love my cats, but they are the biggest pains in the butt. Especially when they woke me up at 4:30 last night. So a new study published in the Journal of Virology said a cat's AIDS virus protein has been found to trigger an effective immune response in blood from HIV-infected humans, therefore being a possible use for an HIV vaccine. Researchers from the University of Florida and University of California, San Francisco, all right, are working on this. An HIV vaccine still is in the works, but we don't have it yet. They think they're getting closer than ever. We'll talk about it more later in the show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices right now at thePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thePrepMart.com. That's thePrepMart.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A while back when Hillary Clinton had that incident where she fell, they said it had been stomach flu, stomach virus, and then we found out that she possibly had a clot in the back of her brain, like a subarachnoid clot, needed blood thinners, etc. And, you know, some of you had been concerned that if she was our next president, would she be healthy enough? Okay? Well, Donald Trump raises the same question. Apparently, Donald Trump, on an appearance of Larry King's show, I guess, had brought up, will Hillary Clinton be healthy? Okay, he says, you have a big health question. Will she be healthy? I guess, Donald Trump, not a lot of people really, I mean, we don't like to make news over a quote that Donald Trump says or whatever, but, you know, he definitely knows how to get things stirred up. He says, I hope she's healthy now. I think she is, but, you know, that's a long time. Now, many of us don't like to think about the next election, 2016. Some of us are extremely concerned, okay, especially for those of us trying to make any sort of financial plans. I think one thing that really blew me away was ever since I was a kid in the late 70s and 80s, my parents always said invest in real estate. Okay, don't be investing in the stock market because remember we had that crash in October of 1986, was it? I think it was the 1986 crash in October. And my parents really never had money, okay? But they said if we did, invest in real estate. Okay, and mind you, my grandmother had actually had land where the parking lot now sits of Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. Unfortunately, she didn't sell it to Mayo Clinic. She sold it to the person who sold it to Mayo Clinic. She had needed the money to take care of my sick grandfather. They were poor. She had had some foresight decades prior to buy that land in Scottsdale, sold it to somebody. That person sold it to Mayo Clinic. And, you know, our family just never made it big, never. And that was never a goal of ours, so we're fine with it. But it was always missed opportunities, you know, missed. And, you know, but we had our health, as much of it as we had. And we're grateful for what we've had, and we thank God for what we currently have now. But for me personally, okay, we tried to do a little bit of investing, okay, when things started to be good during the Bush years. 2004, 2005. Right? It was very hard. We just started our family. You know, I was open. You know, I had my practice. Still had a lot of bills, paying off student loans, malpractice insurance. You know, workers' comp, all the stuff we had to pay for our staff, etc. Started to have a little bit of money. Started to invest. And I think we really got spanked, like everybody else, when we found out that even real estate can tank. And we're talking tank. Now, whatever we had real estate wise were still solid buys, nothing too extravagant. Right? But, you know, knowing our house is as upside down as it is kind of makes you wonder, well, what the hell, you know, are we supposed to do? If things do get better, where the hell do you put your money? You don't want to put your money in the stock market, okay, because that could crash. Right? Mutual funds, diversifying, not bad. Maybe a little bit here, a little there. You know, God willing, we even, any of us get to the point where we can invest again. And I understand houses are cheap now, so this is the time to buy. The problem is we don't have money. Nobody has any liquid money right now that I know. So it's going to be another lost opportunity. All right. But rules had changed in this administration that didn't change, that we didn't have before. Capital gains. Investment home, a rental property, etc. Things have changed. So for a lot of us, even if we don't, and my husband and I have that same conversation, we don't even want to think about the next election. But unfortunately, you have to. Okay? Because you're always supposed to be thinking about your 1 month plan, your 1 year plan, your 5 year plan, and your 10 year plan. If Hillary Clinton gets into power, I'm concerned that the same economic BS is going to continue. If a Republican gets into power, I think things are gonna be better. Right? So, it is important, okay? But then, so the discussion now, would Hillary Clinton even be healthy enough? How I look at it with the presidents, okay? I mean, especially with FDR. I mean, FDR had polio. He was in a wheelchair. He had extremely high blood pressure. He had a melanoma. Okay? He still died in office. But, alright, the country ran. I Obama being the figure of health, and I hope he is healthy, all right, but him being our commander in chief, what are we more worried about? His health, right, or his experience for being commander in chief? So I think we're really concerned about experience at this point. So to me, Hillary Clinton's health, honestly, it's none of my business. Okay, and this is a question we brought up on the show a couple years ago. All right, should politicians have the same privacy that you and I get in our medical clinic? Should our medical issues be private? Or because they represent us and they may be our future president, do we have a right to know? And then if we do have a right to know, who picks and chooses what we know? So, like, for example, Hillary Clinton, okay? Everybody knows about her blood clot. That was made public. She had to be treated for a blood clot. Yeah, concerning if she has a blood clot disorder. That could, if she has something genetic, right, genetically causing this. Could she have a blood clot in office? Yeah, but what about, I mean, if we're going to be that worried about a blood clot, do we need to also be worried about her having fibroids? Her having postmenopausal bleeding? Her being at risk for endometrial cancer, breast cancer? I don't really want to know about Hillary Clinton's uterus. But if we're going to make it a point where we need to know the health of our future presidents, then you don't just pick and choose an illness. You need to know. Now, many of you wonder why I'm so open about my medical issues and gynecological history with you all. Well, one is it's pretty damn good material, don't you think? I find it amusing. But two, who knows? I mean, let's say I do run for office later. You guys will know what you got. You will know what is going on in every single orifice. You guys know when I've gone to the dentist. You all knew when I had my colonoscopy. I went on air an hour later. So you all knew about that. Right? When I go and get my pap smear this winter, you'll all know about that. If I can even post pictures, I will. So, you know, there's no surprises there. Okay? All right? What medication do I take? Every now and then I take an Excedrin migraine. Okay? I got a nice juicy IUD keeping things in place up there. Right? Have a staple gun, you know, in my purse in case the uterus decides to fall at any time. I can run for office. But this is a question we're going to probably be bringing up more and more again. You know, is it our business to know the medical issues of our future commander-in-chief or our present commander-in-chief? And which medical issues will prevent us from allowing them to be president? And then if we do have a well-demarcated, delineated list, are we going to start seeing politicians lie about that list? You know, one subject one of you had asked me, question was, you know, you were diagnosed with depression and you want to carry a firearm. Now, you don't have depression. You don't know why the doctor did that. You were asking for some sleeping medication. But, you know, what in our history is going to prevent us from doing things later? Meanwhile, we have a lady with the postpartum depression who gets shot because she decides to ram a barrier at the White House. Right. When is medical history all of our business? What, you know, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How I look at it, after seeing the movie Dave, all right, whatever happens to our commander-in-chief, God forbid, okay, is going to probably be covered up, and everybody else is going to be running the country because most of these people don't know how to run the country themselves anyway. But it's just, I really don't want to see any documentaries on Hillary Clinton's uterus. I'm sorry. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Speak for myself. 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Microplant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.